Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we welcome you back for a final hour of Power right here on a Saturday afternoon. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster, along with JT the Vic on the other side. Well, not on the other side, about 35 miles or so away in southeast D.C., where I'm sure it's very construction-filled and very lonely. Is there anybody in the building, Vic?
Well, I would say the odds of having anybody in this building is very low. So zero.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That I think all the other stations are automated at the moment.
Yeah. That pretty much sums it up. So Ron Rivera, earlier this week, I asked him, do you have a championship caliber defense? For whatever reason, my Gmail is not allowing me to open up the file. I don't know why. It kind of sucks because I wanted to give you the exact quote. But I asked him if he had a championship caliber defense, or was it impossible to tell because you can't see it gel just yet, right? I mean, they've had no offseason program. They've had no full practices. I mean, literally, they're out there running around and they can have a football, but they can't do anything organized, right? So, you know, really, you can think what you have. You can try and forecast what you have, but you can't know what you have. And even if you think, oh, this is what we have, you don't know how that's going to play out. Number one, because of injury, because of drop-off in production. Or maybe somebody shoots up out of nowhere. You know, maybe Jimmy Moreland, you know, really takes off in year two. And he's a lot better than you were thinking he was. A lot better than a seventh-round pick out of James Madison. Here's how Ron Rivera answered it. I finally cracked the code. We are not sure how it is going to mesh going forward. I think the attitude and the philosophy going forward is championship caliber. Listen to that. Our attitude and philosophy, we are going to be physical. We are going to be aggressive. We are not going to sit back. We want our defensive line going vertical on their way to the quarterback playing the run. Our linebackers are going to be downhill aggressive tacklers behind the line of scrimmage, and our cover guys are going to be aggressive. And by the way, Chris Harris, their defensive back coach, you know, said our guys are going to play with our hands on receivers. So, you know, they're going to play a little mix of man and zone, but it tells me that they're probably going to be much more, you know, when they're in cover three, they're going to be press jam like Seattle was. And then, of course, when they're in man, they're going to be very handsy at the line of scrimmage. They're not going to be in a lot of, you know, what has driven Washington fans crazy, third and 12, where they're 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of that, at least based on words. Rivera continued. He said, we're going to tell them to be physical and make plays. The only thing that we can say right now is championship caliber, is their, again, their attitude and their philosophy. Do I think we have a lot of potential for growth? Absolutely, especially if you look at the defensive line. He said, quote, I feel very comfortable and confident in the first rounders we have. Without that, we also talk about the guys that were not first rounders, Matt Ioannidis, Tim Settle. Those are guys we want to put out there because they have the type of skill set. I like our safety situation led by Landon Collins. Another thing is how is our corner situation going to play out? We have a lot of guys that have had a lot of success. How are they going to mesh? How is the line going to impact our coverage? As far as the defense is concerned, I like our attitude and philosophy going into it. They have the potential. All those guys. There are a lot of young guys, especially on that defensive line. None of them are younger than Chase. Okay. So that doesn't exactly answer in complete totality, because he kind of danced around the part that's the most important, which is, do we have enough talent to be a championship caliber defense? And I think the answer to that would be probably not. And what we mean by that is, look, if Jimmy Moreland takes a big jump up from year one to year two, if Fabian Moreau gets better on the outside like he did last year, when half the year he was on the inside, then he was bounced to the outside, and he finally started playing much better. If Ronald Darby can actually close out on some of these contested 50-50 balls that I saw on tape constantly where he was right there, but he just couldn't close out. If he's got a little pop, a little more sizzle in his legs than he did last year, fully recovered, fully removed from the ACL, maybe that's a big difference. If Kendall Fuller, the Swiss Army knife, if you will, of the defense, he can play slot, he can play outside, he can play free. He can, you know, roam around near the box if you need him to. He can walk down on tight ends. If he is, for the most part, what he was, you know, during the playoffs last year for Kansas City, and what he was in his second NFL season here, primarily working out of the slot, then a lot of these questions are going to be answered. And I would say, if all of that happens, and it's not likely that all of it would happen, again, for Moreland to take a big jump, Moreau to steady the ship on the outside and be, you know, pretty productive like he was at the end of last year or towards the end of last year. You know, you got Monte Nicholson, who was just a disaster at free safety, out of here. Sean Davis, hopefully he's healthy. If he is, I think that's a nice pickup and a low-cost investment. You got Thomas Davis, great leadership. Maybe you get Reuben Foster back. Like, this defense could potentially have the talent to be championship caliber. Are they right now? No. Because they have to prove it, right? They have to get off the field on third down, something they haven't been able to do. They have to stop the run in the second half of games and the second half of the season. They haven't been able to consistently do that. Why? Because they go balls to the wall in the first half. They play like a championship defense, and then their gas tank is on empty. A, because they're playing guys too much, and B, because they're just worn down, because the offense can't sustain the football by converting themselves on third down. So they're right back out there. And then, you know, again, second half of games, your legs are tired. Second half of seasons, your legs are tired. You're beat up. Your body hurts. Short weeks, bad scheduling, short turnarounds, and boom. Are they a championship defense caliber? The answer to that for me is no, not right now. Could they be? A lot of things have to happen in order for that to happen. But maybe if two out of those four or five things has to happen. And maybe it's more than four or five things. Maybe it's two out of six or seven things. Then I think they can be a very good defense. I don't know if they can be a championship caliber defense. Championship caliber doesn't mean winning the division. It means competing for winning, potentially, a Super Bowl championship or a conference championship at the very minimum. It doesn't mean winning your division. There's a level between that, as we all know. You know, only Bruce Allen didn't understand that. So, look, I appreciate that Ron Rivera isn't sugarcoating anything. He's saying, look, the things that we can control, philosophy, attitude, identity, those are things we can control. That's where we're championship caliber. Personnel, we got some holes. We got to cover some things up. We've got some blemishes. We've got some questions. And that's fair. That's refreshing. That's honest. He wouldn't say it directly, but they all knew corner was a weak spot. So they went out and got a young kid this week from Miami. They addressed it immediately. Because they know they don't have enough depth there. They can think that Jimmy Moreland is going to dramatically improve. Like Landon Collins thinks he's going to be the man. Okay, before I celebrate that, I got to see it. I hope so. But I got to see it. We don't know if Ronald Darby is going to be Ronald Darby in Buffalo. Or is he going to be Ronald Darby constantly injured, banged up, and basically, you know, a mere shadow of himself as he has been for the last 3 years? What if there's a big injury? You know, like, what if Moreau or Moreland or again, Kendall Fuller goes out for 8, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, season, whatever? Then they're really in trouble. And I guess maybe it doesn't matter what you label people as, right? You got to go out and prove it. But I was curious to see how he would answer that. And I thought it was a pretty refreshing answer. Maybe some of it is coach speak. But what he's trying to say is, look, the thing that I can control, the thing that we can control, yeah, I believe we're championship caliber at. We'll get better talent with another draft class, maybe more free agency, so on and so forth. But right now, he knows they can't just find Pro Bowl corners out there on the street. Next year, they might be able to because of free agency and because things presumably will be more settled. But right now, he can't control that. But you can control your attitude. And one last thing on that, just while talking about the defensive backs. So today, again, we got to talk to Chris Harris, the new defensive backs coach, played for Rivera in Chicago, was with the Chargers last year, been a young, developing defensive coach for the last couple of years. And I asked him about communication. You know, it was a huge problem over the last couple of years. And I think a lot of it was because Josh Norman. Some would dispute that, but I think that was a huge part of it. Josh Norman's gone. Not even Ron Rivera, his former coach, could save him. If he even wanted to. But communication has been awful. And what Harris explained, and I loved it, was he said, look, it starts in the classroom. I make them communicate in the classroom. Shout it out. Yell it out. How you're going to say it on the field. I'm going to show you a alignment, a formation. You need to tell me exactly verbally how we're going to play this, how you're going to communicate from a corner to a safety to a corner, a strong to a free, how we're going to play this, what adjustments, what checks we have to make. I don't know if they were doing that the last couple of years. I'm sure they were to some degree. But whatever they were doing, it wasn't good enough. And it wasn't close to being good enough because everyone could see it. And Jack Del Rio, 15 days into his job here, when he's not on Twitter calling people out for fake conspiracy theories, Jack Del Rio was like, yep, big problem, huge problem, got to get it fixed. It sucked. Easy to see on tape. Well, what do you think Chris Harris saw with 6 months to study it? He saw the same nonsense we all saw. So if they don't fix that, I mean, they could have Deion Sanders and, you know, Mike Hayes out there. If you can't communicate, if you can't be on the same page, if you've got four or five guys doing different things, you're going to get exposed. You're going to lose. You're not going to win. All right. Some thoughts on that. You know, again, I'm a big believer, you know, like I love Chris Baker, but Chris Baker, you say, oh, you know, like the hit team, the hit squad or whatever the hell they called them, you know, when Terrence Knight was, yeah, please give me a break. I mean, like, capital punishment. That's what it was. Capital punishment. I mean, the only thing we were punished by is having to watch that team. And the defense wasn't that bad, but you get my point. They weren't anywhere close to being, you know, so I don't want any bombastic statements or anything like that. I thought Ron handled it right. You know, again, the things we can control, we want to be championship caliber at. We're realizing, we know we don't have enough talent. We're going to have to make up for it. We're going to have to make up for it with the pass rush. So that'll be interesting to watch. All right, Antonio Brown was suspended for 8 games by the NFL yesterday. His agent said he's not protesting it, or not, I should say, not appealing it. So that'll mean he won't be available until what? At least week 9 of the NFL season, assuming that we have a week 9. Do you want him in D.C.? We'll discuss next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm not saying I'm right about this, but it's hard for me when a guy has as many transgressions as Antonio Brown has had in terms of his behavior and his attitude. Let me just be clear. Criminally, right? I mean, he did get in trouble with the moving truck driver in front of his home in, I think it was January. He got a slap on the wrist from the Justice for Criminal System, and away we go, right? Probation, whatever it is, a fine, and that's it. Like, criminally, I don't think Antonio Brown is like a bad guy. I mean, he's been accused of some bad things, right? But I don't know any way to prove what he was accused of. You know, in some of those cases detailed by women. And I don't think anything has come out of that, at least certainly that I remember. I'm not saying by any means he's a choir boy. He's not. But he's not like somebody that has gone out and, you know, beat people up 7 times because of his anger and his rage, or been busted time and time again for DWI or whatever the case might be. I mean, he just seems like he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in a strange sort of way. He's got a lot of anger, immaturity, selfishness, and, you know, probably other things that, you know, many of us have, including myself. You know, maybe he's got some depression. Maybe he's got anxiety. Whatever the case might be. The bottom line is he's done things that he deserves to be suspended for. And he's also been on 3 different football teams, you know, basically in the span of 8 months for one of the, you know, a guy that was considered for a 6 or 7 year period, at worst, the 3rd best receiver in the NFL. And now he's been out since what? Week two of last year was the last game he played and the only game he played for the New England Patriots. You see, he's been out since then. He's going to be out at least until week eight. Unless somehow the NFL reduces the suspension, but he's not even appealing it. So, I mean, I don't see any, this isn't like jail where you get out good time for good behavior because of overcrowding, right? So he can't help you until a minimum of week nine. Probably more realistically, week 10, unless you're on a bye week. Maybe he can help you week nine or your ninth game. Right? So Antonio Brown seems different. He seems a little bit changed. He seems a little bit more mature. Seems. We don't know. The Washington football team desperately needs a veteran receiver. Cody Latimer, guys, in case you don't even know who he is, 5 criminal counts, 3 felonies. Good night. The Washington football team should have cut him a long time ago. That dude cannot play for you. And even if he gets off of these charges, he'll be suspended by the NFL, and he should. Absolutely no way you can justify having any level of faith in Cody Latimer to be on your team this year. None at all. Or his behavior or his actions. I don't care the reasoning. It's not vigilante justice time. And when you combine Kelvin Harmon with a torn ACL, and for whatever little it's worth, Emmanuel Hall, who they signed late last year to the practice squad, a blown out Achilles, and we haven't even started practices yet, and you're already down 3 guys. And sure, you have Cam Sims. And sure, you have Antonio Gandy-Golden. And sure, you have a couple of slot guys. And you're not totally dependent on Terry McLaurin. I get it. I understand. But all of a sudden, what was becoming like a young strength, when you had Harmon to mix in with Gandy-Golden and Steven Sims, who emerged from the slot, and McLaurin, and maybe if one of the other young kids stepped up, you know, one of the undrafted kids that they brought in from Temple or Missouri, or somebody did something along, you know, all of a sudden you're like, well, all right, wide receiver, yeah, we're not that bad. We're actually pretty good. We're young. We got juice in our legs. We can make some plays. Better situation at quarterback, so on and so forth. We're good. Now, before they even get to a full practice, they're already down 3 guys. What happens if something happens to McLaurin? I mean, at least if something happens to Steven Sims, you say, all right, okay. At least Trey Quinn, if he can ever stay on the field, is capable of playing the slot. Not as good as Sims, but he's capable. If something happens to Terry McLaurin, they're doomed. He only played in 14 games last year. Now, the final game, again, completely insignificant, but I don't know if that was a significant game if he would have played. I mean, he had a pretty good concussion, or, you know, got pretty banged up late in that final game at home against the Giants. On a sprawling catch. What happens if something happens to McLaurin? Then they're screwed. But does that mean you go out and you sign Antonio Brown now? Hell no. No chance. No chance. Maybe if he's still a free agent in, you know, week 7 of the NFL season, and he's still sitting out there and still languishing, and something has happened to McLaurin, maybe then the argument is different. Right now, no chance. You can't take that risk to have a selfish, me-first guy poison your locker room, poison the culture that you're trying to rebuild. You can't have that. No thanks on Antonio Brown. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's a toll-free number. When we return, we will mix it up, little Washington football, and as well, want to get to the Capitals, who will play the Tampa Bay Lightning on Monday, and then a couple of other round-robin games before getting it going for real in about a week and a half. Not that it's not for real on Monday, but it's not really for real, if that makes sense. I'll come back and explain all that. Plus, we'll do a little more WFT talk, huh? On the hell to the WFT. I almost said the other thing. You get my point. On the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let me peel back the curtain a little bit. Sometimes I, when I'm working remotely, which we're all forced to do, right? So I can't see Vic. I can't see the call screen. I forget that somebody's been on hold for a while because I can't see it right in front of me, and I have to toggle back and forth between Facebook, which is how Vic and I communicate. But I've got to hold my microphone so I can't type. You know, I'm looking at certain things. I'm watching, you know, sometimes I'm watching a game, or in this case, I'm just, you know, monitoring Twitter in case something happens in either the NFL or baseball or whatever. And we did actually have a little bit of something from Rob Manfred, which we'll get to in a sec. But I forgot that Mitch in Jersey was on hold. So this is my fault. This is my fault. Mitch, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I totally forgot you were there. I apologize.
That's how all right, are you? Chris. How you doing? My own daughter forgets about me, you know? She goes away for a weekend with a boyfriend.
Yeah, I hear you. That's problem. You know, that's what happens. How old's your daughter?
26.
Time
flies.
I was going to say, I mean, my daughter's 16 and she's already forgotten about me. You know?
Well, hope bless them. Hope everybody's staying safe. And everything.
Yeah, everybody's okay. How you doing? All right?
The worst. I'm doing all right. I was so great to have baseball, and now I might be taken back. Maybe they should find these plays, big time money, get them at, I don't know, it's not like they were asking for it, but being stupid. Make everybody wear a mask or get a fine. I know it says impossible, but why is that such a big deal? I mean, half the players wear a mask. I'm tired of wearing a mask too, but I wear it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I hate wearing them. Nobody wants to wear these things, right? I mean, I get that nobody wants to wear them. There's not any one of us, I think, that runs around going, ooh, I want to wear a mask. No. I was watching the Orioles-Rays game last night. The first baseman on the field for the Orioles was wearing a mask, right? Why? Because first base, unlike any other position, is more of a community-type position, and he's close, and sometimes he's got to hold a runner on, and the umpire is there, and the first base coach is there. That's smart. That's somebody being smart. He doesn't want to wear a mask while playing baseball, but you know what? He's trying to protect himself, and he's trying to protect as many people as he possibly can. That's smart. That's using your noggin. That's using your noodle. Whereas many people don't want to, you know, they don't want to think about the greater benefit. They don't want to think about anybody but themselves. And, you know, that's, I mean, it's a sad, glowing indictment of society, Mitch, you know, and in this case, I mean, now Rob Manfred is saying real quickly that baseball is continuing to play. He said, he told Carl Ravage, quote, we are playing. The players need to be better, but I am not a quitter in general, and there's no reason to quit now. He said, we've had to be fluid, but it is manageable. Okay. So, I mean, does for now mean three more days? Does that, I mean, what happens if tomorrow 10 more cases come back? I don't know. You know, fluid means it could change at any moment.
It's scary. They definitely can. If they're on the players on the bench, wear a mask. I mean, wear a mask as much as possible. I mean, baseball, most of the time, you're not running, you're just waiting for action. So, you know, have it on. It's,
they've
right.
had, you know, they've taken some precautions that I like, again, you know, with the tarps and all that. And even like if you watch the Nationals games, I mean, you'll see Max Scherzer and whoever's not pitching, the starting pitchers just sitting out in the crowd and just, you know, watching the game or whatever. I mean, these are the kind of things that have to be done in a 2020 season and year with COVID, period. Untraditional, unconventional, not normal by any stretch of the imagination, this is what has to get done, period. And if that also means you don't go to a strip club or you don't go to the hotel lobby bar or you don't get to go out to eat, well, then the hell with you. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. That's what it means.
Order the food, pick it up. But then now you got me thinking maybe I should even get, you know, pizza's great on a, better on a plate than on a plastic. Man, I'm not eating. Yeah, I take my food out. But maybe I shouldn't even bother with doing with that.
There
I
you
hope
go.
This football... especially college football, I think it's more interesting nowadays than the pros, even though I follow both. Pac-12 and SEC, but it's scary. They're gonna try to play 10 games. If it's what's happening in baseball now, is, you know, it's already kind of lost the wheel already.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to get to play these college balls. Football.
Well, I mean, I guess because I guess because they're going to just the conference only schedules, number one. So they're eliminating all the, you know, games against the Sisters of the Poor, you know, and the moneymaker type games, right? And the traveling. I mean, you have to travel to some degree, but I mean, you're reducing, I get, and you know, of course you can go private charter, all that stuff. But my thing has still been how, I mean, some of these places, some of these college football facilities, you look at Alabama and LSU, I mean, they're just palatial in terms of the setup, right? I mean, they just huge amounts of money that go into the football facilities, obviously, because they're a football powerhouse. I hope that with the amount of players and the amount of personnel that has to be around a football team, especially a college team, which is a much bigger roster than 53, I hope that everybody understands that just because you have dividers in your locker, just because you're phasing people in and out, doesn't mean that, again, you can just walk around and act normal and be like, oh, la-di-da, you know, and have 90 potential players or 80 potential players. And, again, all of the coaching staff and all of the support staff around each other, and everybody's walking around without a mask, and everybody's walking around, you know, within a foot of each other and holding hands and, you know, and pumping iron right next to each other, because you can't have that. That's how this crap is never going to go away. And we've already seen it at Clemson and Alabama and LSU and other places where 20, Rutgers, 20, Rutgers right up in you, 20, 25, 30, you know, players. I mean, if that's any indication, they're doomed. They can never survive. If that's any indication.
Have any spars. But I like these quarterbacks that come out of these two conferences. you see the one J.D. Downs goes to Georgia, and Georgia's also picking up the quarterbacks. I mean, letting Josh Fields go. I know they had one. His name escapes, but he got drafted in the third round. What about the J.D. Downs? The comeback, he lost a year from due to injury, gets allowed to play this year, but now it might not be a football season, college football season. That's 2 years that he loses, and he left high school to start college early, a semester early. J.D. Downs with USC. USC's going to have two incoming freshmen. They left. They leave. They finish their high school. Oh, well, the high school football season's up in the air, too. Everywhere.
Yeah. Everything.
It's terrible. It could have been stopped when this Corona was just coming over, starting in China, but, you know.
I mean, we might have high school football in, like, you know, in late February, March, and April. I mean, that's probably what we're looking at in a lot of cases. I guess that's what I've heard. We'll see. I mean, I don't have a lot, you know, maybe it's me being naive. I don't know, but I don't have a lot of faith in young people being able to do right. And that's part of the problem here too. Let's be honest. You know, young people think in a lot of ways they're invincible. And I know when I was younger, you know, I used to do things wrong too. I used to drive after having too many pops, and I'm not talking about sodas. I used to think, oh, I can just eat whatever I want. Nothing will happen to me. Well, guess what? When you're 46, you know, me, I don't know how old you are, Mitch. You know, when you realize all the sins you used to do by being selfish and being self-absorbed, you know, when you were a teenager, when you were 20-something, well, now, you know, they probably don't think about it. They, you know, they want to go out. They want to party. They want to be with their friends. They want to be kissy-kissy and all that stuff. And then you realize the true power of spreading this thing and how, you know, how it can just completely destroy and ruin your life. Mitch, sorry about keeping you on hold for as long as I did. I apologize. But I appreciate you hanging in there, and always good to hear from you. All right, that is Mitch in Jersey. Why don't we take a timeout? We have an update. The Marlins and the Orioles have a new schedule from some of their postponed games from last week. So we'll get you the details on that. Also, it looks like the Phillies and the Marlins have something going on as well. We'll get you all the details from one of our radio.com MLB insiders next, right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, everybody. We wrap things up right here on The Fan. Here's the baseball news from a scheduling aspect. This first saw it with Bob Nightingale whatofourradio.com. MLB insiders, the Marlins and the Orioles, who were originally scheduled to play four games. Good Lord. Marlins and the Orioles. Nothing screams bad baseball than that. Against one another this past week. They'll play a four-game series this week in Baltimore, starting Tuesday, that's August 4th, through Thursday, August 6th. One of those days, will be a doubleheader, but they're not announcing which day, I presume because of rain, or maybe they just don't have enough information just yet. But it is supposed to rain a lot Monday and Tuesday in the general area. I'm not sure exactly in Baltimore, but presumably Tuesday will be dicey in Baltimore. They said, in addition, the originally scheduled games between the Phillies and the Marlins from August 4th through the 6th, as well as the originally scheduled game between the Yankees and the Orioles on August 5th, will be rescheduled for a later date. So, basically, am I reading this right? That the Marlins, it says, in addition, the originally scheduled games between the Phillies and the Marlins from August 4th through the 6th, and the Orioles-Yankees game on August 5th, that's just one game, rescheduled. Because they made up a couple of games last week, right? When the Yankees were supposed to play Philadelphia, instead they came down to Baltimore. The Phillies-Marlins, August 4th through the 6th, that means the Marlins are going to go over a week and a half without playing. Missing series against... hang on a second. I miscalculate. Because they're going to be in Baltimore instead of that. So what they're saying is the Phillies really are the only team here that is seemingly affected by this, if I'm reading this right. Because the Marlins are instead going to make up those games in Baltimore. The Phillies are not. Who are the Phillies? Are the Phillies off? The Phillies had to cancel their games this weekend too, right? I mean, I know the Marlins and the Nationals.
Well, I believe the Phillies canceled their games this weekend, but I think they're making up their games with the Yankees on Monday.
Okay. So this doesn't say that. But they are canceling the Yankees-Orioles on August 5th, so maybe that is the deal. I don't know. Yankees new schedule. I just saw this. Okay. Here we go. So let's figure this out together. So the Yankees and the Phillies were originally scheduled to play four games against one another this past week. Now they'll play a four-game home-and-home series, beginning with two games at Yankee Stadium on Monday, August 3rd, and, of course, Tuesday, followed by two games at Citizens Bank Park, the 5th and the 6th. The originally scheduled game between the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field on Thursday, August 6th, will be rescheduled as part of a doubleheader on Saturday, August 8th, and the remainder of their four-game series on Friday and Sunday will remain as scheduled. So baseball has had to do plenty of juggling to make all of these things work, and I guess this is just the new normal. I guess this is just the new, I mean, listen, it's better to have to do this than, you know, hope to not have teams playing. So, I mean, it looks like the Marlins are going to miss, you know, eight games or 8 days, and the Phils are going to miss, you know, much the better part of a week, but eventually we'll be able to get back on the field, hopefully. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to JT the Vic. Back in our D.C. Half Street studios. Thanks to you guys for listening. CBS Sports Radio up next. Have yourselves a great rest of the weekend. Watch some hockey. It'll do you good. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.